Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Dublin City Council, as we've been discussing, has decided it will not remove the hundreds of tricolours erected by anti-immigration groups around the capital and will instead launch initiatives to promote a deeper understanding of the Irish flag. We're joined by Daithí Doolan, Sinn Féin councillor in Ballyfermot. Daithí, your reaction to this decision?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I want to say that the tricolour, I'm very proud of our tricolour. I'm an Irish Republican. I've marched with it. And I've been honoured to carry it, but always done so in a respectful, honourable way. Mm. I think it's unfortunate to see our tricolours hanging from the lamppost in tatters, some of them in very, very poor condition. I think those who put them up really do need to take a long, hard look at themselves and think, did they put it up because of pride in the national flag or for other ulterior motives? And I think I see them, and it's an insult the way some of them have been left. And I think they need to start taking them down themselves and do the honourable thing. Yeah. The Irish flag represents unity and peace and justice, and I think that's not that's not the symbol that's hanging from the lamppost now.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're in a position to move slightly. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here, and I don't want to get sidetracked by this, but I do have to point out to you there would be people who feel that Sinn Féin and the Republican movement in the past used the tricolour very much for tribal reasons also.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, I would have to argue that we never put tricolours up around communities like that's happening in Dublin.
Well, you do it in the North.
Republicanism. It's a very, very different reality politically, militarily. There's an occupation. It was always put up as a sign of being proud to be Irish and we're not going to succumb to British rule. It was put up as a symbol of pride. It was a symbol of that we aspire.
And again, I don't want to get bogged down in this, but I have to put it to you.
You raised it.
I'm asking a follow-up question, if you let me. They're very much the arguments that would be put by people in inner city communities as well.
It's not just inner city communities. I see it here in Drimna.
Yeah.
I see it in Ballyfermot and Crumlin. And it's a very, as I said, now put it to those people who chose to put them up. This is a very different reality down here. I'm proud of the Irish flag. I when it's flown properly and appropriately, it's a very positive thing.
But so do you agree with this decision
here,
not to
look at themselves and take them down? I fully understand why there's a decision not to take it down, because we have seen in some quarters when people came out to challenge those putting it up or indeed to remove them, they were met with threats, violence. I fully appreciate that we cannot be putting city council staff's health and safety at risk for this. I think we do not want to turn every lamppost in Dublin into a battle royale with these people. What we need to do is continue to try and make Dublin a safe, welcoming place for everybody, regardless who you are, where you're from, who you're with.
I understand the practical point you're making, and nobody wants
it's
to
not
see.
Just practical.
Well,
it's
just
not
sorry.
Just
will you just let me
it's
ask the question?
Political.
Will you let me ask the question? I understand the point you're making, but no one wants to see council members be put at risk. But there is also an argument that we're bowing to intimidation here.
Well, I think what we need to make sure we do is we're not antagonised or drawn into a battle that we can't really win. I think the work, as I was saying there, the work that's going on behind the scenes, with there's a load of really, really good, positive community-based groups who are creating a positive response for communities, new communities in the New Irish, Drimna for All, Ballyfermot for All, and Chacor for All, all these groups across the city are doing work behind the scenes that's very practical, very political, and very inclusive. And I think if we were to take on every lamppost in Dublin, it's a battle you won't win. I think it's we need to be respectful of people's health and safety. I'm not going to demand other people put themselves at risk to take down the flags, when I think the people who put them up themselves need to look at the state of some of those flags and take them down out of honour for the flag and our communities. And also, what we don't want to do is put our foot on somebody else's landmine and be drawn into a battle with them, which we can't win. What we can win is the battle for hearts and minds and making Dublin a welcoming, safe place for everybody. And that's where I want to put my energy. And I would encourage Dublin City Council to put their energies and their resources into making Dublin a great city for everybody.
Daithí Doolan, Sinn Féin Councillor in Ballyfermot, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.